Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Lil, you ready?
You already know.
What's this about, Blow 4 or something?
Yeah.
My part 4, huh?
Once again, it's on.
They said we got top double jump.
Hey, King Ab, let's go, man.
Got me fucked up.
Yo, fuck with your boring fan, 007, man. Shout out to the whole AFM. I got a special show with a special guest. We going back to the Fight Club days. I'm going to get him on right now. Yo, yo, we are live with a special guest. We got Sam Scarfo on. Yo, Sam, what's goody?
What's good, bro?
Not shit. Appreciate you coming on, number one, first and foremost, man.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. I thank you for the opportunity.
That's the fact right there, bro. So how have you been, first and foremost? What's up with you? What you got going on?
I'm chilling, man. I just recently went back in the studio, so I'm working on some shit right now. I ain't really put nothing out in a couple of years, though. I put an album out in 2015. For 5 minutes.
No, I was gonna ask. Yeah, what is it? Is something holding you up from it or what?
Oh, as far as me putting it out. No, I'm finishing it up right now. I'm actually just getting back to work, so I'm gonna probably put it out. I don't have a date yet, but I'm putting the finishing touches on it right now.
Okay. Is there anything else you're doing besides that? Besides music? I mean, what did after Fight Club happened, right?
Yeah.
What did you do right directly after that?
Okay, after Fight Club happened. All right, so it was like this. When I got to Fight Club, I started. All right, first and foremost, let me just say this. My man had an opportunity. I was fucking with Vinny Boom at the time, and he's like, "Y'all can get you in this shit called the Fight Club, do battles." And I was like, "I can." So I was starving, nigga. I just came home from jail, so I was starving. So I'm like, "All right, you know, let's do it or whatever." You know what I'm saying? So I came up with some shit, but you know, I had came from that, though. Like, a few years prior to that, him asking me to go to the Fight Club, that's kind of how I come from that era of rap, though, where niggas had to, like, battle. When you first rap, you like battling. I'm a little older, so I came from that shit, going around battling niggas, going to corner, and running around, going to Philly, doing all. I kind of came from that shit, but I hadn't done it in a few years. So, he asked me to do it. So when he asked me to do it, I said, well, let me go check it out.
You know what it is, Sam? It's these fucking headphones. It's like a second delay and shit. That's why I keep stopping and shit. But I want to ask you this. You said you're from the era where niggas is running around. Like what was that era like? Like, how was that?
It just was like, you know what it was? It was like if you lived in the hood or a hood anywhere in the tri-state area, I would say. I don't know how they do it anywhere else, but. To battle somebody. Somebody's going to come up to you and be like, well, I rap too, and let's see who better. It might start in the lunchroom. You know what I'm saying? Then it might go from the lunchroom and go to the, like, I was from these projects, and we would go around the other blocks, and we would go battle niggas, and that's kind of the shit we was doing. And then like, let's just say we mob into, like, the Greek Fest or something. You remember the Greek Fest?
Yeah.
Like, it used to be this thing called the Greek Fest. We used to go mob out there in Philly, and it would be people just rapping. You know, Philly's got a rap culture. So it would be crowds of people rapping, battling each other. So, like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like a real battle. Like, let's get the cameras out, because there wasn't really no cameras back then. But it's just like you just rapping. That's just what I came from. So, and I was kind of real good at that. And I had stopped doing it for a while. And then I had stopped doing it for a while. Shit happened. I got locked up. I knew Benny Boom, though, and that was my man. I was actually signed to him. And he was like, yo, what's this shit called Fight Club? He didn't even know I was doing that shit back in the day. So he was like, yo, you want to do it? And I was like, yeah, let's do it. Like, you know what I mean? Let me go check it out, then let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that shit really, and then after I did the Fight Club, you know what I mean? Like, after I did the fight, at the same time I was doing the Fight Club, though, like, I remember I was telling you that Benny came and asked me, Benny and Hakeem Green, too, they came and asked me, do you battle? But at the same time with me being signed to them, I'm working on a demo. Like, at that time, niggas was doing demos and shopping demos. It wasn't Get Hot through the internet, so I was working on a demo at that time, so that they was getting ready to start shopping. So this was just something to do on the side while I was, so to try to get a little name going or whatever. So I went and I did that shit, but I think what really got the attention of people was nobody in there was betting no money. And I was coming in there like, I'm not rapping unless the dude got $5,000-$6,000 to put up against me, and then we can go do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or $10,000 or whatever. Like, that's what I don't really give my credit for. I kind of brought that money thing to the battle.
Wait a minute. That's what I'm about to say. Hold up. So when you said they wasn't betting money there, you mean period, or you mean just not as much as what you was doing?
Bro, I didn't see. I went in there. Remember I told you that I went, that he told me about it, so I said, let me go check it out. So I went there with him. I was on crutches. I was in the back. I watched the whole shit. And I watched it. I seen how it went down. And then I went again. I watched it. I seen how it went down. And then I was like, bro, I'm not battling. It got to the point where it was like, yo, like I went up to my last battle at Fight Club, because I wasn't really spending that money. So I was just like, all right, so come on. And that's really all I had. Remember, I told you I just came home. So I was like, yo, I was up at Sirius Radio, and they couldn't even find nobody to bet me. But they wanted me to battle, so the judges put the money up so that I would rap. And then I won that real money, and then it was that was the last time I battled. And the reason why I really didn't keep going with it is because the battle culture wasn't really what it is right now. I mean, it was just Fight Club, and it was like, all right, you want to go battle on Smack at the end of the, but I was just like, what sense do we make the battle on Smack? I just kind of got a deal, like. You know what I mean? It didn't really make sense to me to battle on Smack. At least I didn't think at the time. So Sirius Jones took the battle.
Oh, so Sirius Jones took the battle.
Basically, they wanted me to battle Murder Mook battle Sirius Jones.
Wait a minute, Sam. Are you telling me that was supposed to be you and Mook?
Bro, they came. They called me and asked me to do that battle. Hand on
oh, my God.
They asked me to do that battle, but I had just got signed because I had just got the deal. And what's crazy is when I got that deal with Def Jam, when Jay-Z was up there, they didn't even know I was battling. They didn't know nothing about that shit. They didn't know nothing about that shit, bro. They didn't know nothing about it. And they wanted me to battle on Smack. But at that time, I was in L.A. working on my album. And I probably should have took the battle. You know what I'm saying? Just for popularity's sake, you know what I mean? I probably should have took it. But I just was like, what sense do it make? I know they're not going to want to put no money up. Or I assumed that anyway. So I was just like, let me just not even really do it. Like, because, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to come in there and intrude on their shit. No disrespect to Murder Mook or what money he had or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just was this awesome. I didn't want to do no battling back then. You know what I mean? My heart wasn't really in it. That's kind of why I never really came back to it, because I feel like I ain't hungry enough. Like, if I was hungry, if I had that mind state I had back in 2005, oh, yeah, I'd jump on that stage right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Right now.
Dang, yeah, because he was beasting.
Yeah, and that's not to say I don't have bars. Like, if the bars are not there and everything, it's just that it's a test. It's just a hunger thing. I kind of look at it like Eddie Murphy tried to get on stage with Mike Epps, he might tear Eddie Murphy ass up, because he don't got that thirst. You know what I mean? He don't got that thirst like a nigga that's kind of trying to get him, that's really trying to really see what the other side of that industry wall look like. He don't got that thirst I don't got that thirst. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Yeah, because you know, it's real though, because if you don't have that thirst, it's gonna translate in the battle. It's gonna show.
It's not translating the battle, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you a little-known story that nobody really knows. Around the time when I was running around battling, right, this is like 98, 99. This is 20 years ago. It's 98, 99. I had got a little small deal. I got a little small deal with this company that had distribution through Sony. So I had kind of stopped running around rapping. I was just staying in the studio, making songs for the chicks, doing all kind of different little songs. I had stopped doing that. And then I got a phone call one day. And back then I was 300 pounds too. I got a phone call one day, and it was this engineer that I fucked with. He used to engineer Mad Rough Rider Sessions. He was like, yo, it's this little nigga in here, yo. And they taking around battling everywhere, yo. I know he can't fuck with you. I want you to come out there, yo. I want you to battle this nigga, bro. I know that you could take this nigga, right? I'm like, all right, boom. I'm like, all right, boom. But I'm playing college ball now. I was playing street ball for 3 years prior to that. And I'm about to go jump in the street ball game now, basically. So I get out there. Who do they reel out there? It's Cassidy. And this is how you know I'm not fronting, I'm not lying, because that nigga tore my ass up, and it was because I wasn't really that shit. That battle right there is what turned me into the Fight Club. Saying that made me know that I gotta have rhymes like this on point at all times, because I'm not like it was like 100 people out there on 125th Street in front of the Apollo. You know what I'm saying? And it's a tape of that shit somewhere. Somebody got a VCR tape of that shit, because there was some camcorders and shit out there. Somebody got some footage of that. But
damn.
You know what I mean? Like, that's something like, that was a lesson that I learned, that like you gotta kinda be in that mind frame when you're doing that. And that's what they was doing with him. They was taking him around battling. They was taking him around everywhere, jumping out the truck battling. He might not remember the battle with me, but I know he remembers what they was doing with him.
So question. Have you ever? How many battles have you seen? Not to make it about Cassidy, but how many battles have you actually seen him in? Because he keeps saying he's undefeated, but there's no footage. So it's just like,
he's saying that he got a pass kind of like I had. Like, I was running around tearing people up, like, everywhere. Like, anytime it was an event, like, anytime it was an event in the summer, let's say Virginia Beach, all the hustlers out there, everybody outside, I would be out there rapping. Who want to rap? I would be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was kind of like that, but a little more, like, they would take him around and who rapping out here? Or take him to studios. Battling different artists that you might not know yet. And he's tearing people up. So, yeah. He could somewhat kind of say he's undefeated. I kind of know where he's coming from when he says he's undefeated. You know what I'm saying? It's just that you got to understand the culture wasn't there where it was cameras everywhere and it was a different time. Like, you know what I mean? It's a different time. Late 90s, early 2000s. That was a whole different thing that was going on right now.
God
but
damn!
Right now,
and I
killers in the fight
Oh, that's a fact. But hold on, I gotta ask you about this. How did the whole 40 cal battle, the first battle, win the second battle? What happened there? How'd that come about? And I think Benny was the tall, light skinned dude who was with you.
He was the stocky dude that was with me. The stocky dude with the goatee. He the dude that directed the Tupac movie. The stocky dude.
I know who you're talking about.
The light skinned dude that was with me, that's Hakeem. That's Hakeem, yeah. The 40 cal battle happened because he was probably nice, so he was the top nigga in there. But I didn't know that, you know what I'm saying? He the top nigga in there, so I was in there crushing shit, taking a little breath, but nobody was really coming with no real money yet. They was betting like, all right, we got 500, we got 1,000, we got this, we got that, in the beginning of that shit. So I was just doing that. He's the first one that came and said, yo, I got 3,500, let's battle, and it was a good battle. Like, I liked it. It was a good battle. He's nice. He's nice. All jokes aside, whatever song I made, he's nice. But it's just, you know. I felt it was questionable. Like, you know what I'm saying? I kind of felt like an outsider. So I was like, bro, like, you can't be playing these. You can't be playing no, like, you got, like, if, you can play that game when ain't no money on the line, but if I'm bringing my money in the line and you know any of these judges, then it's questionable. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know any of these judges, it's questionable. You cool with anybody? It's, I don't know nobody up here. You know what I'm saying? I don't know nobody in here. So, and it's much, and it ain't like it's a regular Fight Club match. It's $7,000 in the middle of this fucking table. So, let's get it right. Then when they went and got some impartial judges that don't fuck with nobody, I won. And we doubled the money up. I mean, but it's just like, the thing, I'm going to tell you an ill thing about that battle, too. I'm going to tell you an ill thing about that battle. That battle got me my first, like, I was already, had the shit locked up to go meet up with Jay. But that battle, out earlier that week, my nigga, we was just riding around the city. We just riding around the city, bro. My little brother, nigga, 18, 19 years old, nigga, just jumped out, seen Swiss Beats and Busta Rhymes. Just jumped out of the car and said, yo, my brother battled for 10,000, but y'all need to be in that Fight Club next Tuesday. And he was like, word? He's like, word? Let me hear him rap. I was like half asleep in the car, and I started rapping. No, it wasn't Busta, it was Tay Slay. I started rapping. And he was like, all right, I'm going to come. You know, he's like, all right, I'm going to come. I'm like, I didn't think the nigga was. That nigga came. That nigga was the special judge for that one battle. That nigga came.
Yo, that's dope right there.
And he didn't know them, and he didn't know none of them. I won 3-0. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not to say that he's not nice, but it's not to say that people might not think he beat me or I beat him or whatever. But I knew that it wasn't like the way they was trying to make it seem like. You know what I'm saying? I like how they was, like how they tried to landslide me in the first one.
Nah. The first one, you got that clear, I thought.
To me, I think the first one was better than the second one. I think I was better than the first one than the second one. I think so.
Well, the first one was where you was talking about you had the contra line, and you was like, I could tell the English muffin line.
You know,
yo, you got,
I mean,
the
everybody.
You got the first one, bro.
You know what I mean? Everybody's opinionated it, but you know what I mean. Like at the time, I was screaming and hollering it. But I knew it was close though. It was close. It could have went. It could have, like, both them battles was close. Both of them battles were close, though. Like, I got respect for that guy.
And then it wasn't even just bread. You had this damn chain for a little minute and shit. You had put the chain up too?
Nah. That was just my shit. I was just buying that shit. I was buying some of that shit off the money I was winning towards the end. I just started buying that shit. And then I started talking about it. Like, yeah, nigga, y'all buy. I bought all. No, I just started talking shit about it. Like, y'all bought all this shit.
You crazy.
That's what the battle shit is missing right there, though. The battle bring that shit back where a nigga put his own bag up. Put your own bag up. Your own bag.
Facts.
He put one up. And winner take everything.
Facts. I've been saying that shit for mad long. Niggas don't want to do that, bro. Niggas is comfortable. They're getting guaranteed bread. They don't want to bet their own bread. They don't want to do nothing but just, this shit is whack now. It's crazy.
Bruh, let me repeat this shit to you, bro. I was just home, and that was everything I had, nigga. I was willing to put it on the line, my nigga. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's how I know, like, I need to be that hungry right there. If I ain't that hungry, I need to get that hungry to get back into the battle shit.
I feel you. You said you just came home, was starving, was ready to get busy and shit. So you're not that hungry right now. But niggas,
I came home, had $5,000-$6,000, bro. I had $5,000-$6,000, bro. My man was putting up some. My man was putting up some of the bread with me. I ain't really have it. Shit, I bet it all, bro. I was like, come on, let's do it. That's what people talking about. Come on, how much we got? I got $6,235. How much you got? Like, you know what I mean?
So y'all niggas is dumb confident that you about to go in there and get this. Like, y'all just, I mean, so what? You bet it all on one. Well, you said niggas wasn't betting like that, you said. So you were just battling over and over and over again.
In the beginning, but that shit was like a hustle, bro. Like, if it would have kept going like that, like, let's say I would have never got signed or nothing, but I had the biggest hustlers pulling up, like, yo, bro, how much you think I can flip if I get this? If I put in with you, like, it was like that. like towards the end. And I was, but then at the end, the type of deal I had, they just was like, literally, no, I was signing L.A. Reid. He's like, man, that battle thing gonna fuck this music shit up. Not just him saying, I'm just saying that was the overall message from that label. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of was, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't really know the game like that. I could have did what I wanted to do, but I didn't really know the game like that back then. It was a different type. It was a different music business back then, too.
Okay. That makes sense. But you said, but now you said fast forward to now. You said you still watch Battle Rap, Little Son, son?
Yeah. I watch it. I keep up with it. I mean, like, probably like every new dude that pop up, I probably don't know. But I keep up. I definitely keep up with it.
Who you fucking with now?
I'm a fan of some people. I like Hollow, man. I think Hollow is like really nice. I like Hollow.
Oh. Okay.
I like Tay Rock. I like
Rock
grimy.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tay Rock is crazy, like really crazy. My man was putting me. I like my man come up, Ross Dean. I like him too. He got a nice little come
up. Oh, Briz?
Yeah. Who else? New Jersey Twerk.
Yeah, he really is watching.
He's nice. Huh? Yeah, New Jersey Twerk. My man put me on to him. My man be sending me clips of that shit all the time. My man put me up on New Jersey Twerk, and he put me on Clean Paper.
Yeah, oh, you like Clean? Oh, that's my nigga.
Yeah. He sent me something with him. And the shit he sent me that he said, I watched all his battles, but the shit that he said is nasty. And of course, you know, Serious Joe, that's my little brother. So him and I like Daylight too.
Okay.
I fuck with Daylight. I think Daylight is like he's like a wrestling character. Like he brings some colors. He brings some colorful shit to the battle shit. He makes it. He can turn that. She can make this shit into some bigger shit because of his character shit and keep the bar.
Hell
like
yeah, that motherfucker. Let me tell you something, Sam Scarfo. Real quick, I went to a fucking battle and spit that heat, right? So Daylight is there to battle and shit. The nigga see me and him go back and forth all the time. So the nigga see me and was like, oh, okay, I got you. You know what I'm saying? So he walked to the bottom of the hill, and I'm looking like, what the fuck this nigga doing and shit? So we go in there, I'm on stage and shit, chilling. This nigga, whole third round, this nigga just start flaming me, son. The whole third round, I was standing there like, yo. Then this nigga asking me questions. Then the nigga pocket checked me at the end of the round, son.
That nigga really got it, but let me just say this though. I'm gonna keep it all the way 1,000 though, man. Murder Mook though, I don't give a fuck. I ain't watched the battle with him and Ava that people talking about. I ain't watched it, but that nigga, bro, Michael Jordan of battle right there. He is, bro.
Tell me why.
He got the most classic battles. He's like. He really, for what he got, he worked for it. Like, he really worked for that shit. Like, he called out the niggas he needed to call out. And I ain't see the last battle. And he shows up. For the most part, for every battle I've seen, he shows up.
Mm-hmm.
He shows up.
Don't get it fucked up. Like, he showed up versus Averb, too. Don't think he didn't. He showed up versus Averb, too, bro. It's just that he wasn't direct.
Yeah,
so that's
like,
where the debate is really coming in at.
But I think that, I also say that to say is that I think he took it as far as he could take it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he took it as far as you could take it. Like, you know, won 10 championships, you know, won 6-7 MVPs, you know, took it as far as you could take it. You got tickets, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be a young, hungry Murder Mook coming up one day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody's going to be hungrier. Ain't gonna be thirsty, and even if you're nicer than somebody, he catch you slipping on that day because he's starving, and he wants it bad. Mm. He came up on the culture, like with me, Murder Mook, rest in peace, Party Artie, what's the other nigga?
Rest in peace.
Yeah, when that era of battle rappers, we didn't have this culture to watch, and to be bathed in this shit. Bruh, I was in the barbershop. I was watching. I was listening to these little niggas rap, but every one of them niggas was nice. Every last one of them was nice. Like, it's just like, you know, like, it wasn't like that back in the day. It might have been, like, two niggas like that. Then 10 blocks down, there's two more niggas like that. Like, you know what I mean? And then 20 blocks down there, maybe another nigga like that. Now, everybody's nice. That shit is sharpening up every rapper.
I see what you're saying. Damn. So now it's like everybody's a rapper now. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's a rapper. What? Everybody's a rapper. Either you ain't saying shit or you saying something. But everybody's a rapper.
Damn.
Everybody's trying to kill bars. Everybody's trying to do it. Like, you know what I mean? I just enjoy it though. I go to all the battles. I go to the ones in LA. I went to the one in I don't even live in Cali for a year. I've been at the what's the shit over there that the Troy Ave shoot was at? They always had an event there.
God damn, fucking
Urban Plaza shit.
I can't. Urban Plaza. Yeah. The gnomes and all
yeah,
that. You go to the bigger.
I'm in the crowd. I'm there, bro. I'm in the crowd.
Oh, that's
I'm there.
That's
I'm
dope.
In the crowd, bro. I'm there. I'm like right there. I was there when Basilius and Math had a little shit. I was there.
What was your thoughts on that when that happened? I know you seen that shit and was like, what the fuck?
Man, I got a whole perspective on it. But you know what, though? I ain't going to put that out. I got a whole perspective on it. But, you know, shout out to Math. I got respect for him. I got respect for Sirius. Sirius Jones, okay. My little brother. That's just some shit that I think that... All right, I mean, you know what that is? That's some shit that's a relic from my past. Like, I'm gonna give you some quick game with this shit. Like, when niggas was battling, when I was battling, it was a genuine tension there between the two people that was battling. It was a tension just because. It wasn't a tension like now everybody's cool with each other, everybody's cool, and everybody's this and everybody's that. But I think that little tension that was there, it was like a feeling, a throwback feeling that really, y'all niggas is really cool, man. Like, what the fuck is y'all niggas doing? You know what I mean? Like, I've been around them niggas and them niggas had little words and shit. Like, y'all niggas is cool, man. Like, y'all really want to do a star. Y'all really, this is some music shit. Like, come on, man. Y'all, like, you feel what I'm saying? It ain't enough. It ain't enough to get no shit over, bro. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit was kind of, and then it came right, and then the shit happened to Math in L.A. That whole shit was crazy, man.
Yeah, that's some more other shit, man. That's some more, like, come on, man. I'm about to take that shit on TV, man. Leave that other shit in the street, man.
Yeah, that shit was definitely crazy when all them shits was going down and shit. But it seemed like Math, but you know what, though? Now that I think about it, bro. It just wasn't the Fight Club, I guess. Because remember, don't forget, Math hit Dose. And I'm not trying to harp on the negative side, but if you think about it, it's always actually been in battle rap. Every few years, like, first you got the Math and Dose shit, then Sirius Jones and Math, then, like, a little bit later, Diz. And it's not like there was never no fights in battle rap, if you look at it.
Yeah. Props Shotgun Shug, too, bro. Put some respect on that nigga name. That nigga put his thing right now.
Sugar's on fire right now.
Yeah, he's doing his thing right now. He's doing his thing. He's nice.
That nigga Suge in his bag right now. I seen him. I'm glad it's about time. Before he was choking and all that shit before. Now he's like, all right. Hey, let me ask you this, Sam. What's your thoughts on Rex? Do you think Rex was getting the recognition he deserved? Yeah.
Is he getting the recognition he deserves?
I mean, some people try to put that. They say he could be on Mount Rushmore battle rap. You know, one of the top four most impactful battlers ever. Some say no because he's not as hungry as like what you was just saying. Rex ain't starving, and that shit is showing in his battles, and he's losing a whole lot of the motherfuckers. So he's destroying his legacy at the same time that he built up. He's kind of destroying it battle by battle right now. He just lost to Reed Dollars. Reed did good, though.
He's definitely an OG, though. He's definitely an OG in the game. That's my nigga. I ain't seen him in a couple of years, though, but that's my man. I think he got his stripes, though. I don't know what's going on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's my truth. I don't want to say that's their truth, but if one of them hear this interview, you know what I'm saying? Just listen to what I'm saying. Like, it ain't just a note that, like, I haven't seen the battles he's been losing. But I think that people think that people might have an opinion of that because, yo, bro, he's not starving. He's known already. So technically, kind of on the Mount Rushmore. But the Mount Rushmore got to have more than four faces on it. It do, bro, because everybody brought something different to the game that's going on right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody brought something different to it. Like, they just did. They just did. Like, Murder Mook definitely is on that Mount Rushmore. Sirius Jones be mad as hell if I told him. That nigga be hot at me if I didn't say he was on that Mount Rushmore. But, you know, Jones would be hot at me if I said he was on the Mount Rushmore. That's my man. But I just think that, you know, like, some people, I think he make better. I think he can battle his bars. It's crazy. That's my nigga. But his strength is in the booth, though. It's in the booth. Like, he can make great records. Like, you know what I'm saying? And he's a legendary battle rapper as well. But I just think his strength is making records, and that's what he really wants to do anyway. Like, he's not the Sirius Jones, or I'm not the Sam Scarfo that was in that Fight Club. It's just not it. Niggas start getting a few dollars, bro. That shit changed niggas' perspective, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I can see it happening. But yeah, but even though now when niggas is getting like 20, but now niggas is getting like 15, 20 a battle.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that? I mean, that's good bread.
Now, let me say that. If somebody knocks on my door, like, yo, we got $15,000 for you to battle such and such. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get that. I'm going to get that bread. But I'm going to win or lose, I'm going to get that bread. But I'm going down swinging. If I go down. I'm going down swinging. But I'm just saying, like, that's motivation right there. But just throw a camera on, go write some raps, and just go do that shit. Like, come on, bro. Like, I'm damn near 40 years old, man. I'm not sitting around writing a bunch of raps right now just to be writing. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just not doing that.
Yeah, right for
now.
No reason. Yeah, that don't make me. Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
I'm just not doing that right now. But when I was running around battling this shit, that's what I was doing. I was writing, sitting in the crib doing nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, you ain't got no time. You got all the time in the world to sit around and write about this and write about that and do this and do that. So I'd rather just watch it, man. That's why I stay in the studio, make records, and try to do that and work with artists and do shit like that. That shit is a better lane for me right now.
And then you said you just moved. You've been in L.A. for a year, you said? How is it out there?
I live in San Francisco.
Okay, San Francisco.
I live in San Francisco. Nah, it's cool. I like it. It's cool. It's laid back, bro. I'm trying to, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to invest a little money in that legal marijuana business. Try to open me a little dispensary or something out here. Sit back, bro. I ain't, like, you got to ever do some battle shit out here, call me, nigga. I'm going to pull up.
Gotcha. Shit. You missed Mr. Fab joint that was out there not too long ago.
Yeah, I wasn't. That's my man. I'll be going to fuck with him. That's my man. Yeah, I missed it. I wasn't here yet. But I see Fab, though, when I go to, like, Fab got a spot in L.A., too, so I see him when he's out there.
Matter of fact, I know for a fact that there's something that is going to be coming up. Disaster said he's throwing something. It should be a good card. I got your number. I'll keep you in touch with it and shit. But it should be something fire,
yeah,
he was telling me.
For sure. So you battle, too.
Nah. I blog and I do the radio. All the battlers know who I am, though. I'm on some shit like this. I'm going to keep it real with you, where I come from with the blogging and shit. I came in here because niggas was wilding. Niggas was choking in their battles. Niggas didn't care. Everybody wanted 50,000 to battle and wasn't battling, all kind of shit. So I started lighting fires underneath niggas' asses and shit who was choking and all that shit. And niggas stepped their game up because they ain't want to get blasted on in front of that camera. You see what I'm saying?
So I kind of
made my way in that way and shit. Like, yo, we keeping niggas in order over here. If y'all niggas gonna sit here and bullshit, y'all got to get through. Y'all gonna hit my mouth if you do that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just making noise. I got an axe. I'm fucking slamming chairs on the camera. I'm wilding and shit. So niggas is looking like, who the fuck is this nigga? So the battlers start catching on. Like, yo, there's a nigga over here who's wilding over here. We might want to step it up some. You know what I'm saying? Because the fans are fucking with this nigga and shit. So that's how I came in the game.
When's the next event? When's the next event in New York?
The next one in New York, it should be announced in like a day or two. There's an event coming up. It's called the Rehabilitation. It's supposed to be a good card, too. I don't know the exact date yet. I'm waiting for the trailer to drop. I spoke to Beasley the other day, and he said it should be coming any day now.
That's my man, too, Beasley. Shout out to him, too, man. Yeah, I'm going to pull up, man. I'm going to look out for that date, bro. I'm going to come to New York. I'm going to pull up to that car. I'm going to pull up.
Hey, yo, as soon as they release the date, I'm going to hit your phone. I got you on it.
It's good, bro. It's good, man. It's good.
That's what it is. Well, shit, man, I know you're busy, man, saying Scarf. I definitely appreciate you coming on. I'm going to get you back up here later on and shit. Matter of fact, after the event and shit, you can recap the battle and shit.
It's all good. Let's do it. It's all good. Let's do it, man.
My nigga, you be safe out there. You hear me?
You too, bro. You too, bro. Good looking. Peace.
No doubt, bro. Shout out to fucking Sam Scarf. I didn't know that he was supposed to battle Murder Mook in the barbershop, but he didn't. And that's how serious Jones. Like, this shit is crazy. There's so much shit that I found up here through history and shit. Like, when Iron Solomon did not have to battle Murder Mook. Iron Solomon had the option of battling Mook or Lux, but he wanted Mook. But in all reality, it could have been Lux that he battled on fucking Summer Madness. This shit kind of crazy and shit. When you had niggas say they took certain battles, and it's just like, what? That's what happened and shit? Like, wow. And then he just said out his own mouth, Cassie was running around, jumping out of trucks, just battling niggas. They had switching the niggas, had him just battling niggas. So he's not lying about that either. He said Cassidy cooked him. Now, how many niggas you know is going to sit there and admit they lost? This nigga said Cassidy smoked them. So it's just like, ah, man, it's dope whenever I fucking interview like a vet or some shit like that. He breaking a 40 cow. Let me stop playing. Hey, man, shout out to y'all niggas on. I'm going to end this shit right now so I get the fucking editing. Niggas don't be getting these kind of interviews. Y'all don't get it, bro. I be getting legendary interviews up this motherfucker. Niggas said Fight Club. Niggas wasn't even really betting money like that. He was the first one to really come like, yo, I got 3,500. I got 1,500. I got 2,000. Like, he's the first one to really start that. Come on, man. Stop playing, bro. Hey, from the fuck up. Let me get to the editing, man. I'm out. One.